You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Next up, we've got a story from Uncuffed, our series recorded and edited by incarcerated men at Solano State Prison in Vacaville.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
About 1 in 6 male prisoners in the country report being abused as children. Both Joey Pagawan and Spoon Jackson share that experience. In this conversation, Joey talks with Spoon about letting go and what he calls working with feelings.
I know how it feels to be whipped with a water hose, extension cord, and tree branch. I know how it feels to be threatened by my dad to hit me over the head with a hammer when I said I wished I was dead. I know how it feels at 5 years old to be slapped by my kindergarten teacher I was in love with. Like me, Joey uncovered his physical abuse, and we both found solace in the arts. We both thought beatings were the norm.
You know, when I was younger, there was a lot of physical abuse and emotional abuse, and there was even sexual abuse. And growing up in the 80s and 90s, you know, most kids got smacked around. So it's like, okay, not a big deal. You know, it's like, what happened? Oh, my pops hit me. It was accepted, but that really hurt me. I mean, there's a lot of shame that came from being sexually abused, because it's emasculating, you know, especially when you're a young kid growing into your teenage years. You know, you don't really know how to connect it. So what I did was I pushed it all down, and it just turned into just a fire of hate within me. And that's what I sent out into the universe. I used to put on a mask.
What that mask consists of? You talking about on the streets or in prison?
On the streets. It started on the streets. You know, I was a different person around my friends. A lot of anger. And I didn't know how to cope with that. I only had two modes. You know, either I was aggressive or passive aggressive. You know, there was no in between. And I mean, I don't even know how the hell I held on to any of my friends, because I was just a really nasty person. I felt like I didn't deserve it. I didn't deserve any accolades. I didn't deserve feeling good about myself.
Why? Because you done something so tragic that you could never recover, that you should be sent down to Hades or something? That's what you said?
Yeah. I've done a lot of horrible things in my life, and I'm not sure if I'll ever be able to fully make up for
it. You know, they're saying nothing human is alien to anybody. So you learned how to, what, balance the darkness and light through your art? That what you're saying?
Yeah, through my art, through my running, coping, I'm able to open up to people. I talk to people now. Before, I used to hold everything in until I just exploded with whatever rage I had. I lived like that until I came to prison. And then when I got to prison, it got even worse. You know, complaining about everything, just being really bad to people, disrespectful, just not giving a damn about anything but myself. And, you know, I learned to suppress it. I suppressed a lot of it. And eventually when, like, Shakespeare showed up here and the program started, I looked and just saw all these happy people. And for the first time since I've been in prison, I felt like, hey, I'm not in prison anymore. Because, you know, we didn't talk about prison when we were in there. We talked about the stories that kind of told everybody's story, you know, because, you know, we all go through struggles. And I found out that, you know, the guy sitting next to me, he went through a lot of the same things I did, and so did the other guy. I mean, the details change, but the overarching story didn't. And it was just really important that, you know, the love that connected us was stronger than, you know, the opinions that separated us. We have a saying here, a lot of guys like saying, so you're working with feelings now? And before that used to make me so mad, right? It's like, you know, what the hell did you just say to me? Now it's like when they say, you working with feelings? I'm like, yes, yes, I am. I'm working with feelings. I always work with feelings and you hurt them. I'm a lot better at expressing myself. When somebody does something that bothers me, instead of getting sarcastic or slyly insulting them, you know, I tell them, hey man, you did that and that really hurt me or that irritated me. I participated in groups, enormously increased my emotional vocabulary.
What did it mean?
Emotional vocabulary, that's like being able to put a word to your feelings. You know, before it's like, I only had a few words. Joey happy, Joey angry, Joey sad. It's your emotional intelligence. It's being able to speak about your emotions. And I really believe the biggest thing for me was be able to describe the way I feel.
The color emotion.
Exactly. And being able to share in a group the way we're able to help each other. When you see somebody like really get that role or see a guy that's usually really introverted open up and share and create.
And do you use your art, say writing, to supplement that aggression or hurt into something that you don't even have to discuss with anybody? You just put it into your art and put it on stage or put it on a piece of paper and...
Yeah.
Does that work for you?
Writing is very cathartic to me. I always believe wholeheartedly that you aren't something unless other people call you it, right? I always thought it was a conceit of people when they ask them, what are you? What do you do? And, you know, guys like, I'm a writer, I'm a journalist. And it's all like, you know, it's one of those self-imposed titles, right? You know, you just give it to yourself and you try to be that. And I always believe that you aren't something unless other people called you it. So it's
when you still believe that?
No. I believe you can be whoever the hell you want to be.
That was Joey Pagawan speaking with Spoon Jackson. Spoon is a producer in KALW's radio class at Solano State Prison. It's supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The producers fact-check content to the best of their ability, and all content is approved by an information officer. You can listen to more stories from Uncuffed at our website, kalw.org/uncuffed. And while you're there, make sure you're subscribed to the Cross Currents newsletter and get all our stories and interviews in your inbox every week.